Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte. There's something that I want from you. Yes, something very important. Something that you perhaps aren't sure you want to give to me. Not right now, at least. But by the end of this session, you will. You'll come around to my way of thinking. You'll see that I'm right. And you'll do exactly as I say, because you have no choice. Your mind will belong to me. Perhaps it already does. And by the time this session is over, your cock will belong to me too. And you could turn off this recording right now. You could back away with your tail between your legs. You could. But you won't. Because this is always something you've fantasized about, isn't it? Always something you've thought about. Giving over the control of your most precious organ to a strong, dominant woman. So, sweetness, since we've established that I'm right and that you aren't going anywhere, I want you to relax for me now, as much as you can. And close your eyes. That's right. Just relax now. And close your eyes for me. Good boy. Because right now, I want you to think about nothing at all. I mean that quite literally, sweetness. I really want you to think about nothing, as though nothing were a thing that could be thought about. And you might think it a little strange to be told to think about nothing. But really, this isn't so unusual. You do it every day. Just zone out and think of nothing at all. In the space between waking and sleeping, in those few moments where you sit back and close your eyes after a long day, you think about nothing. So as you relax more deeply now, considering nothing, I want you to let your mind relax. Because in order to think about nothing, you must allow every thought that enters your mind to slide gently out again, without pushing at those thoughts or forcing them. Just noticing each one as it occurs, and then allowing it to lazily drift away. And with each deep breath in, you can suck more of that wonderfully relaxing nothing into your body, letting it fill you up, filling you with nothing. And with each long breath out, allowing all of those other unimportant thoughts to drift out of you comfortably and easily, surrounding yourself, filling yourself with nothing at all. And perhaps as you do that, as you sink more comfortably down, breathing slowly and deeply now, you might become aware of all those small bits of nothing that make up the whole. The sound of nothing in the spaces between your breaths, or the color of nothing that paints the insides of your softly closed eyelids in a velvety darkness, the shade of which you couldn't name. The sensation of nothing against your skin as you relax more and more deeply for me now. More and more comfortably, as you wrap yourself in nothing. And what might that feel like, to be comfortably wrapped in nothing, thinking of nothing, considering nothing, perhaps allowing nothing to spread throughout your body as you gently descend into trance. And it's interesting, really, thinking about nothing, considering everything that can be nothing. The sound of one hand clapping, or of a tree falling in the forest while nobody's there. A dream, a word, a deed, oh, it's nothing. Just a void, an emptiness, a lack, and a thought too can be nothing when it isn't anything else. And it might be that while you've been here with me, listening to my voice and thinking about nothing in particular, you may even have been thinking that you aren't thinking of nothing, because you're thinking about thinking of nothing. And perhaps you realize that thinking about something, even when something is nothing, means you're thinking about more than you think. And that can be fascinating sometimes too, because sometimes, and I'm sure you know the feeling, nothing is particularly interesting, and all you can be bothered to do is sink more heavily down now and just do nothing. And I would suggest that's a good thing, sweetness, because as you well know, nothing is perfect. So doing nothing, feeling nothing, relaxing, and thinking about nothing is just wonderful. Allowing your mind to fill with nothing is so deeply relaxing. It feels incredibly good to drift away into nothing, paying attention to nothing, and perhaps even remembering a time when you had nothing to think about and nothing to do, and how good that felt. Just relaxing and breathing, listening to my words with some other part of your mind, some distant back part of your mind that can take care of things like listening and remembering, while the rest of your mind is floating freely, drifting, dreaming of nothing. That's right. Good boy. It's so easy to think of nothing. So easy to just relax and allow me to do your thinking for you. You want to be changed, don't you? I know that you do, and yet, somehow, fear always seems to hold you back. But right here, right now, as you relax in this wonderful trance, you can find those vague and unsettling feelings washing gently away. There's nothing to fear here. No changes will be made that you don't want, and no changes that occur will be permanent. In fact, the suggestions that I give to you within this session will last just 24 hours, just a single day. You can allow yourself to be whoever and whatever you choose. Act in any way that I suggest, because these feelings and thoughts, these actions that you may be commanded to obey, will last for just 24 hours, at the end of which you will be completely restored to your usual, wonderful self. But right now you can feel yourself wanting to give in to my voice, can't you, honey? You can feel your willpower melting away, your resistance crumbling. Perhaps you can even feel deep inside, where everything is calm and quiet and still, a small inner voice that speaks to you in your own voice, telling you that you must obey. Listen to that voice. You do want to obey. It's in your nature to be obedient to women, isn't it? It's something you just can't help. Something that's as much a part of you as the color of your eyes. You just can't help it. Even if sometimes, maybe even often, you don't act on that desire to obey. But you will. For the next 24 hours, you will listen to that small inner voice that tells you to obey women. You will listen to that desire, to that longing deep inside your mind, and you will obey any order or command that you are given, not just by me, but by all women. By any woman. You are a helpless servant to the wishes and desires of all women. you will immediately obey any order from a woman, no matter what it is, unless that order may be dangerous or will negatively impact your own or someone else's life. If your secretary or co-worker asks for a cup of coffee, you'll make one for her. If your wife or girlfriend tells you to cook dinner, you will do so to the best of your ability. If a female friend laughingly tells you to go fuck yourself, you will disappear to the bathroom immediately to comply. Any order, any command, any request, you will immediately fulfill if it is given by a woman. You cannot stop yourself from obeying. You don't want to stop yourself from obeying. You must obey women. And with each action that you perform, you will find yourself feeling more and more horny, more and more aroused and obedient. Obeying women is such a sexy thing to do. It feels so good and so right to obey women. You will not complain. You will not sulk. You will not feel irritated by any order given to you. You will simply obey, because that is what you were made for. Automatic obedience, unthinking and delicious, making you so horny as you obey all women for the next 24 hours. Now in a moment, I will snap my fingers and you will awaken immediately with a deep desire to obey every order, request, and demand given by a woman. Ready now, honey? Your 24 hours begins now.